Sitka public health nurse Denise Ewing is in Juneau, putting together opioid emergency kits with a group of volunteers. She shows them how to get the rubber gloves in.
This is how I do my socks.
That's how I do socks.
Perfect. Do a sock roll.
The gloves get nestled next to the overdose-reversing drug naloxone, sharps containers, fentanyl test strips, and CPR masks. That all goes in a red metal box that's destined for a fish processing plant in southeast Alaska.
Gabe, our son, you know, had struggled with opioids for many years, and we went through that struggle with him.
The initiative is called Project Gabe, named for Ewing's son, Gabe Johnson, who died of an opioid overdose this January.
And when he passed, it was something that we wanted to do together. It's like, you know, we've got to stop this. This is stoppable. But it's going to take a long time if I have to give a one-on-one education to every person.
So Ewing decided to get her message across the seafood industry. She started in Sitka, where she knew the seafood processors from her work as a public health nurse during the pandemic. She mounted opioid emergency boxes in standardized spots at each plant.
Because seafood processors kind of hop from seafood place to seafood place often.
When new hires came to their start of the season orientation meetings, she talked to them about opioids. She talked about the risk of fentanyl, the drug that's responsible for a record number of overdoses in the state. She said she thought it might be hard to sell plant managers on her idea because of the stigma that surrounds opioids and addiction. But they were on board. Mike Duckworth Jr. is the plant manager for Silver Bay Seafood in Sitka. He says the plant feels safer now that there's opioid emergency kits.
This is my 25th year working in this industry, and I can say that I have been other plants and facilities in Alaska that, you know, this would have saved somebody's life.
He says there's around 400 people working at his plant, and they haven't needed one of the kits yet, but he's glad to have them as a precaution.
And that's it, I think.
Back in Juneau, the group filled about 150 boxes.
We're out of red boxes.
Some will stay in Juneau. Others will go to places like Cordova, Tunnicky Springs, Pelican, and Gustavus. The state plans to expand the program to other regions and other industries in the future. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Claire Strempel.